Okay, week in review. We're up to Simen Ayin Zayin, which is Mei Raglayim. So in Ayin Vav, which we did already a while ago, we talked a lot about human excrement. Now we're up to Mei Raglayim, which is urine. So the Gemara Brachos and Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph raises a contradiction. Does one have to cover what comes out of one's body in order to now say Kriya Shema? Because one pasuk does not say that. One pasuk says v'chisisa tzeyasecha. You have to cover it. So the Gemara says not a contradiction. It depends what's coming out of the person's body. If it's gedolim, then he has to cover it. If it's ketanim, then a person does not have to cover it. So that means that min haTorah, the meragam is only usher as it's coming out of the person's body. Once it lands on the floor, makes a puddle. Now the same halachas apply, but it's only derbanan.
More machmir when it's coming out.
It's more machmir when it's coming out than when it lands. How we know that exactly? I don't know. That's what the Gemara says. I don't know where the Gemara. I'm not sure. I don't know where the Gemara gets that from. That's the Gemara. That's an explicit Gemara. Only kineged ha'omud bilvad. As it's coming out, it's usher min haTorah, and after it lands, it's only usher midrabanan. Okay, Ayin Zayin Aleph. So also likros keneged mei raglayim, achi atil v'solchan revius mayim va'oz mutter. Person's not allowed to say kriyashma in front of mei raglayim until he pours a revius of water into the puddle to basically dilute it, mevatil it, and now it's going to be mutter. Maybe. I mean, officially, let's see. So Sifkatan Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah talks about, it's the same halachas as tsoa, but on tzoyim midrabanim. It says v'tzarech is a kol dinei harchaka as by tzoa. Okay, Sif Beis explains what I just said, that the Isser Min HaTorah is only when it's coming out after it's only midrabanim. And because it's only midrabanim, Chazal allow us to be mevatel it with a revius of mayim. That's what Mishnah Berurah says Sifkatan Beis. However, provided that it doesn't smell. If it smells, so then it's going to be asur min haTorah. It has a din tsoa. Let's say like a rotting watermelon, which we're going to learn has a din tsoa if it smells. And then the revius of water is not going to help. Then you need to pour enough water so that it no longer smells.
By the way, is any bad smell, if you can smell it, asur to say the Kriya Shema?
So we learned it depends what the bad smell is coming from. Let's say you have petroleum, which naturally smells bad, that's okay.
Foot odor.
Yeah, foot odor, that came up. I don't remember what we...
Just had that issue in my...
Right, yeah. So body odor, Ruchaim Kanievsky said, was okay. And... It came up in the dirsha. They brought down these different things. Okay, maybe we'll come across it. I forgot where it was already. As a general rule, smells are a problem. The question is, you know, what's the status of the smell? Is it a reach rashi yeshlo ikar ein lo ikar, which we're going to get into now again. You know, there's a derisa derabanan and how far away you have to be from the smell, but there is a problem smelling it. So I had to handle, I don't know, I don't want to give a definitive answer because I don't know definitively, but it's.
And you said the petroleum thing?
Something we need to look.
That's ichor, that's.
No, petroleum is okay because the smells that we're talking about are smells that come from things that are decomposing and whatever. Petroleum just is that naturally smells bad. That they say does not have a din of a reach ra. Okay, so for the mei raglayim, he has to pour in a revius. Unless it smells, then he has to pour in enough so that it no longer smells. In Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Gimel, revius mayim yeshom zvina dafka bevas achas, pour it in right away. The revius, not one drop at a time. Otherwise, each drop is going to become bottle from the mei raglayim. So that's not everyone agrees to that. The Shara Tzion on the bottom, Sifkatan Hay, says that's the Prisha B'Shem Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Rambam Perish and Mishnah. Ushara Poskim Lo Hevio. The other Poskim do not bring this down. V'gam Rashba Mekav Azeh L'chein Tzorech Iyan L'maisa B'di'evet. So B'di'evet, the Mishabura is not convinced that it's that if someone did pour in a little bit at a time, is I mean, I guess if you have more water, just pour in more water. But if he doesn't have more water, and he can't really go anywhere else, does that disqualify, you know, is it still a problem? It's not so clear. That's a machlokes. Well, Oshna got be karka, Oshna be kli. It doesn't matter where the meragayim is, in the karka, on the ground, or in a kli. Ubavach, lo yehe ovitam miyuchad lehem. Or as we learned in Pei Zayin, to make sure that it's not miyuchad. If this is a bedpan that's made for meragayim, so then it has a din that minat Torah of tzoa.
Avit means what?
Avit is a bedpan. It's the same as the graf shel rei that we had. This, when it's used for, depends what it's used for. If it's used for gedolim, it's called a graf. If it's used for ketanim, it's called an avit. Mishabur Siv Katan Hei says, sha'oz, if it's miuchad for ketanim, sha'oz afil embo meir aglayim klal osu likros kenegdo. Vein a moment, she is mayim, hachshir kli atzmo. So the kli itself becomes asa, even if it's clean, right? That's what we discussed in Pei Zayin, and hopefully we'll get to it again one of these Motzei Shabbos is when we do our week in review. So lo shno hayu heim bakli tchila v'nosan alayim lo shno hayu amayim bakli tchila. So it doesn't matter if first came the mei raglayim, then came the water. First came the water, then came the mei raglayim.
Like a toilet.
Right, like a toilet. But toilet obviously has a lot of other problems, yeah, which we've also discussed. Okay. Then sif beis or via sha'amru the mayor glaim shall pamachas. That's only if it's he went to the bathroom once and now he pours in one revias. With the shall shnei palm shnei revias. But if he goes twice, he's going to need two revias. With the shall shlosha shalosh hagav v'chein la'olam. It's only for one time. So that's machlokes Rambam Rashba, and the mechaber is paskining like the Rambam. The Grob paskins lekula like the Rashba. However, the Mishabura here sort of tweaks the machlokas, and Mishabura says in Sifkot and Ches, Pasa kedasa Rambam, Mushari Poskim, Velo kedasa Rashba, Shemeke Bazeh. Uvamagin Gibori Mitzadi Lomar, the Ein Bene Machlokas, he says there's no real machlokas in this case over here. Why? Va'afa Rambam lo ka'amr de ba'i, Shte Riviyos, Shte Pami, Rak, Bishabo, Zachazeh. Could go. Means when the Rambam says he needs two revias, means he went to the bathroom, he poured in a revias, he went to the bathroom again, oh, he needs another revias. But if he goes to the bathroom 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times, okay, assuming he doesn't, again, if it smells, so then it's a different story because he has to be mevatel the smell. But if it doesn't smell, so then, continue with Shabura, 2 lines later, Avalim Hishtin, Kamet Pa'amim, Verot Tilikros Kinegdin, Daibat, Toz Revias Alad. He only needs one Revias, even according to the Rambam. When the Rambam says you need 2, 3, 4, 5, it's only because he keeps going to the bathroom there again, urinating after he poured in the Revias of Mayim. But if he urinates 5 times and pours in one Revias, assuming he doesn't smell, one Revias is going to be enough, even according to the Rambam. That's what the Magen Giborim says. Now the Bir Agro is coming from a different angle. The Bir Agro says, I don't know what he says about the Machlokes, but he passes like the Rashba altogether, that you only need one Revias, no matter, regardless of how he went to the bathroom and how he poured in the Revias. Okay, we skip Sifkat and Zion. Sifkat and Zion talks about, brings down a Chacham Tzvi. And let's just start from the beginning. So, first opinion, I believe, is the Magen Avraham. He needs, no matter what, he needs a revias. If he made a lot or made a little, he needs a revias to mimvato. Then he brings up Abosh Chuvas Chacham Tzvi, Posak Din Hamera Gaim Heim Pchusim Revias. If there's less than a revias here, so he's not going to need a revias. Desagi Barov Mayim Levat Levain Tzach Revias. It'll be enough to have Rov Mayim, more water than Meira Gaim, to mimvato it. To Lo Omer Revias. The concept of revias is not coming as a chumrah, but rather as a kula. All you need is to be mevatelit. But let's say he made more than revias. Let's say one time, leaving out the machlokes over there. So you might think he needs more than a revias. No, uh-huh. It's telling us he only needs a revias. But if he in fact makes less, then he doesn't even need a revias. meaning he's safe with a revius, because revius will help no matter what. But he only needs to be mevatel the merigayim. So just if there's a baby, a kid made a little bit, and or an adult made a little bit. So then he only needs that much water, a drop more water than that to be mevatel. Okay, that is Simen Ayin Zayin. Ayin Ches. So he's in the middle of Kriya Shema and he has a problem and he feels urine running down his leg. He feels urine running down his leg. Posek, he has to stop saying Kriya Shema ad sheichlu hamayim v'chozev alikros. He has to stop until it stops coming out of his body and then he can continue. Now, this is a big machlokes rishonim. Let's see. So, basically, the Gemara, there's a machlokes rishonim. Are we talking about only when he didn't really wet his clothes, and therefore, right now it's covered, maybe he wet his undergarments, but his pants are dry, so even if he wet his undergarments, it's still covered, and we saw even by tzoa, it could be that that's okay, tzoa, which is doraisa, as long as it doesn't smell. So that's what's going on over here. Or are we saying, no, he soaked through his clothes, and really it should be a problem, but because he's in the middle of davening, there's some sort of het there. I mean, we said it's only the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon did not make the gzeira if he's in the middle of davening, and therefore he's allowed to continue. We have that if he wet his clothes, and we seem to have that if he makes a puddle on the floor as well. Okay, let's see. So here he's in the Shema, and he feels the Meir HaGlayim running down his leg. He has to stop. Sounds like his undergarments are very wet. Wet enough to wet something else. Wet enough to wet the finger to wet something else. Very wet. He's allowed to continue. Why? Because his outer garments are dry, are clean, and therefore it's okay. Sounds like that's the only reason it's okay. But if the outer garments are going to be wet, it's not going to be okay. Mishra Sivkot and Gimel, Rotza Loma, Shabbegel Eyalon Nislachlech. The outer garments are not dirty, are not wet. But what if the outer garments are? Rim Gamhu Nislachlech, B'Kriyashma, Ushar Divrei Kedusha, if it's talking about Kriyashma or other Divrei Kedusha, Tzarech Lelech Ulahasir Begadov. He has to go change his clothes. Go find a towel and cover himself with a towel until he finishes Shema. But if he's in the middle of Shemona Esrei, so by Shema, he can stop and he can go deal with it. Shemona Esrei is supposed to be standing there with his feet together. He doesn't really have the ability to go change in the middle of Shemona Esrei. That's a hefsek. And therefore, mispala kedakor achar ashesisa. He's allowed to continue davening. Why? Came into Israel Meraglaim Eno Ela Midrabanam. Because all Israel over here, Meraglaim is only Midrabanam. Ukvaru omid betfila. He's in the middle of davening Shemona Esrei. And therefore, lo gozru. The chachamim in such a case were not gozer. Okay, so we have a difference between Shema. I mean, in theory, first of all, the Gemara, interesting, in the Gemara, they're talking about Shemona Esrei. I have to know what the Gemara said, but the Gemara is about Shemona Esrei. We apply it now to Kriya Shema. Now we're talking about, okay, he wets his clothes. So if the outer garments are clean, so it's fine, he can continue. That's not a problem. Assuming he doesn't smell. If his outer garments are wet, so then there's a machlokas. So when it comes to Kriya Shema, we tell him, look, go deal with it, go change. You can change, not a big deal. If he's a Milosh Shemona Esrei, then we go with the Rashba, says, no, he doesn't have to change. Maybe he's not even allowed to change. It's a hefsek. He should just continue Shemona Esrei as is. Vimnovlu Meraglaim Ba'aretz, what if there's a puddle on the floor? Marchigam Arba Amos. Haga o Kishish is about to come and simpe base, omamtinachi balu hakaka. So if it is a puddle on the floor, then he should move away. So if it's about Kriya Shema, it's no big deal. It's well down, you should get up and move away. What about Shemona Esrei? Mishavisiv Katan Dalit. I am Bibir Alocha. Did the Ian Tfila Ganki Nochon Lahachim or Laharchik? Benofilo ala Aretz Kamo Likriya Shema. When it comes to Tfila, it's also proper to be Machmir and to move away. Meaning, Mishavisiv Shemona Esrei. Right? He's not talking. He's not supposed to. The Chachila, we don't go for a walk around Shul. Mishavisiv Shemona Esrei. But he is the puddle next to him. So he should get up. He should move away. And that's brought down Hilchas Tfila. I think it's the end of Siman and Tzadi. Okay, we'll get there in we'll get there hopefully next week, actually. Okay, so now again, this is a big machlokas Rishonim. Does he have to move away, or is he allowed to move away? Does he move away from the puddle? Does he not move away from the puddle? If his clothes are soaking wet, does he change? Does he not change? So by Kriya Shema, we're machmir. He should change. It's not a problem of an interruption. He should move away, or he should change. And by Tefillah, so changing, that's a big deal. Don't change in the Shemona Esrei. The Chazal, we're not goyzer, he's allowed to continue davening Shemona Esrei. If there's a puddle on the floor and all that's involved is taking four big steps forward, so just take four big steps forward, it's not a big deal. Now the Mechaber concludes, the Mechaber Lishitaso back in Siman Samech Vav, so we have the concept of pausing the time it takes to say the entire tefillah, whatever a person's saying. So we spent a lot of time on that back in Siman Samech Hey. The Mechaber holds, like the Rambam and the Rif, that din is only applies to Shemona Esrei. If in the middle of Shemona Esrei he pauses the time it takes to say the entire Shemona Esrei from beginning to end, he must start again from the beginning. But according to the Mechaber, that's not relevant, not to Shema, not to Birchas Kriya Shema, and therefore, the Mechaber here, the Shita, also says, doesn't matter how long it took him to change his clothes, he doesn't have to go back to the beginning. Hagah notes, says the Ramah, V'yesh Omer, Dim Shok, L'Igmar Tzkula, Chos L'Rosh, but the Ramah over there holds like Tosus in the Rosh, that it's relevant to everything. Not just by Shemona Esrei. Anytime you have a pause, the time it takes to say the whole Tefillah, you have to go back to the beginning. Provided that the pause is because of a halachic onus, or some halachic reason he could not continue davening. Like, he ended up in the bathroom. Okay? So this is very similar, perhaps, to ending up in the bathroom. He's full of ketanim, full of meiraglayim, and he can't continue davening until he changes his clothes. That's what it seems like. Let's see. Again, the Ramah says, if he paused, the time it takes to say the whole thing has to go back to the beginning. We go by the individual, how long it takes him to say Shema, or Birchas Kriya Shema, let's say Shema, and you have to go back to the beginning of the Shema. Now, the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha both point out here something very, very interesting. That is, because we have a machlokas Rishonim, if in the middle of Shemona Esrei, in the middle of davening, does a person have to change or not? So, according to the Rishonim that say Chazal did not make the Gzeira, he's in the middle of davening, he's not a continuing davening. So, the fact that he chooses to change means there's no halachic onus. Halachically, he's not a continuing davening. Oh, his clothes are soaking wet. So what? Chazal said, if you know, there's a shita in the Rishonim, it's a machlokas. But according to the opinion, and a strong opinion in the Rishonim, that he's allowed to continue davening, and that's how he passes. In the middle of Shemona Esrei, he soaks his clothes, he continues davening. So the fact that during Shema he changes, so he can't, it's hard to say it's a halachic onus, he's not allowed to daven, because according to the Rashba, according to Tosfos, he is allowed to daven. He just, you know, we're going with the other, we're preferring to go with the other opinion, he should change his clothes by Shema. So therefore, it's not really the halachic onus, the fact that he's changing his clothes. So why should he have to go back to the beginning of davening?
Okay.
You hear the question?
It's not halachic onus. Davening, you mean to Shemona Esrei?
Well, here we talk about Shema. Oh. But it's the same thing by Shemona. It comes up same thing in Siman Tzadi by Shemona Esrei.
Why should he have to go back if it's not by Shemona Esrei? He's allowed to even continue.
If he's really allowed to continue, so why should he go back? Right. Right, so that's what the Mishnah Berurah points out over here. And the kasha over here answers, so he's not allowed to continue davening as the meiragam is coming out of his body. So if that's coming out one drip at a time over the course of 3 minutes, and he has a 2.5 to 3 minute shema, so that's different. Because that Chazal do not let him continue. So that's how we can explain what's going on over here. The reason he's going to have to go back to the beginning is not because he paused in order to change his clothes. He paused because that's as it was coming out of his body like that. That's how the Mishnah Berurah explains the over here. That doesn't explain Siman Tzadi. Because at the end of Siman Tzadi, what we're talking about is a kid came into shul and made a puddle. So it has nothing to do with me. That doesn't mean that the person davening, his body is clean. It just happens to be next to a puddle. And there it talks about if he doesn't move away from the puddle in time, it sounds like he's going to have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. So why should he have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei? Really, make continues allowed to continue. Okay, we prefer that he take 4 steps forward. He didn't take 4 steps forward, but he was really allowed to continue, according to the Rashi, according to Tosis. So it's a little bit more difficult over there to answer the kasha. Now, the truth is that the whole concept of an onus, halachic onus, not allowing you to continue, that is according to the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch is not like that. The Rambam and the Rif say there's a din of Shemoneh Esrei, and it doesn't matter why he paused. He spaced out for 5 minutes. He's got a 5-minute Shemoneh Esrei. He's got to go back to the beginning. There was no halachic onus at all. So they sort of, that's how the Bir Halacha wants to answer up over there. Maybe that's why he has to go back, because we're sort of throwing in the, according to the Rambam and the Rosh, he has to go back anyway. And according to the Sugya over here, only if it's a halachic onus, and it's, let's say it's a machlokes. So, right, according to the Tosis and the Rashba, it's not a halachic onus. But according to others, it is, because others say he's not allowed to continue davening. So you combine the ones who say he's not allowed to continue davening like this, and you combine that with the Rif and the Rambam who say it doesn't matter what the reason is, if he paused 5 minutes, he has to go back to the beginning, and maybe that's why the Ramos is over there, he has to go back to the beginning. Yeah, that's what they want to answer up to Kasha. Okay, Simon Ayin Tess. Okay, Simon Ayin Tess, we did not really go through this gigantic Bir Halacha the first time around. Bir Halacha brings down, mostly from the Prima Gadim, 10 categories, basically 10 different halachas that relate to tzoa. Would you like to go through it? Now, each one, we didn't go through this, but it all came up in the course of learning through Simen Ayin Vav through Pei Zayin. So, you see what I'm saying?
Your halacha.
Yeah. So we can go through this now, or we can go through it quickly, or we can skip it again, but what would you like to do? Let's go through it. Fantastic. Okay. Vizel Lashono. Here, first he says in big letters, A'atik. Bekan Hakdama the Simon Zeh. I'm going to give you a Hakdama to this Simon. The Ikaru Milashon and Prima Gadim and Simon Zeh Visham Komos. It's mostly from the Prima Gadim, and sometimes I change the Lashon. And sometimes I Achbeis and Makomos Birarti Adavar Shia Muskemis Adina Gamlefi Shar Poskim Achronim. And the Mishnah Berurah Bi'alacha threw in other opinions as well. But it's mostly from the Prima Gadim. They said, "Vizel Lashono." Skip down 2 lines. Vida da din tzoa nechelak la sara dinim. There are 10 dinim relating to tzoa. You see that? Now he's going to list the 10. I'm not going to go through the list. We're just going to they go by the aleph bit. So as we go through, we'll just find aleph. Okay, aleph. Tzoa me'acharav o min atzdadim. Okay, there's tzoya, human tzoya, either behind him or on the sides. Toch arba amos. If it's within his dalet amos, osim in atorah likros krishma ulespal udaber devitorah ulevarach shum bracha. So if there is tzoa within his dalet amos, behind him or on the sides of him, so it's a breach. Mishum shenemar v'haya machanecha kadosh. The machane has to be kadosh without tzoa. V'chol toch arba amos chania shel adamu. My arba amos is my machane. If there's tzoa within four amos behind me or to the sides, that's a breach of v'haya machanecha kadosh. My machane is not clean, is not kadosh. I'm not allowed to daven, learn brachos, anything. Good. Now, if there's a place that I should have suspected, I'm going to find tzoya, and I didn't bother looking, and I davened, and I find it later. He has to repeat the Shema and or the Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, and that we learned at the end of Simen Ayin Vav. It's interesting they put this over here and not before Ayin Vav, because the sugya started by Ayin Vav. I don't know why they waited till Ayin Tes for this. Okay, so that's Tzoya on the sides of Tzoya in back, Arba Amos. What about in the front? So obviously in the front, Arba Amos is also a problem, but it's more than that. Base. Tzoa milafonov marchik melo enav. Tzoa in the front, you have to be marchik melo enav. It doesn't matter how far. If I could see it, even if it's 10 Amos, 20 Amos, 30 Amos in front of me, if I could see it, it's a problem. There's a machlekes Rosh Rashba. What is this based on? Right? The Gemara says you have to machik melo enav. As long as you can see it in front of you, it's a problem. Yeah, you with me? Okay. So there's a machlekes Rosh Rashba. How to understand this? Harashba sover de lav divelo yerabach ervas davar koi nam yatzoa. Okay. So the Rashba holds the Pashup Shat, or the way the Rush wants to say, is we have, the Pasuk is split in half, That's erva. We did that. Ayin gimel, ayin dalet, ayin hey. Right? Simen ayin hey. That is erva. Lo yerbacha erva's davar. Then we have the other half of the pasuk. V'haya machanecha kadosh, and that's tsoa. And the two are independent. That's shitas harash. Good? Until you get to this simen, that's how you understand. Then you get to the simen ayin tes, and all of a sudden we're introduced. The mechaber is going to bring it down. It's a base. We're introduced to a rashba, and the rashba is no, it's not so simple. The lo yerba chayevas number also applies to tzoa. That means that tzoa now is a problem within my machane, my dalet amos. It's a problem for me to see the tzoa. Now everyone agrees there's a problem to see the tzoa, because that's a gemara. So the Rosh and the Rashba both have to agree with the gemara. So tzoa is 10 amos away. I can see it, it's a problem. I'm not allowed to say Kriya Shema. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara does not say if it's Doraisa or Darabanan. The Gemara does not say what the source is. So that's Machlokes Rosh Rashba. The Rashba holds, it's a Din Doraisa, and it comes from the other part of the Pasuk of Lo Yera Bacha Erva's Dover. As long as you can see it, boom, it's a problem. Even if it's in a different room, it's in a different Rishus. So if it's in a different room, it's not my Machane. My machane does not extend into another room. Even if it's within Dalai Lama, it's not my machane. But if I can see it, so that's still going to be a problem. Once I can see it, according to the Rashba, it's a problem. So the fiza yesh chumra, the fiza b'cheder acher, kol sheroa, it's asim in ha-toyra, k'ma erva. If you can see it, it's going to be asim in ha-toyra, just like erva. However, there's a kula. The kula leave it to Rashba. If it's 10 amos away and I can see it, everyone agrees I'm not allowed to say Kriya Shema. Okay? According to the Rashba, where it's learned that from Erva, Lo Yerbacha Erva's Dabar, the Gemara is Medayik Erva's Dabar, Dibur Aser, Hir Hor Mutter. That means I'm not allowed to speak Torah or speak Tefillah, but I can think Torah if I see it. Hir Hor Mutter, Kamo Be'erva. That is the Rashba. So it has a kula and a chumra. The chumra is even in a different rishus, because lo yira, I could see it. And the kula is, since it's working with lo yira, dibor also, hira mutra, I can think in learning, I just can't verbalize my learning. Or davening, or krishma. Varosh svirle delav divelo yira, koi rak erva velo tzor. No, nothing doing. They're two separate parts of the pasuk, they're not related at all. Lo yira bacha is only erva, nothing to do with tzor. Uvetzoa leka rak isim shu machanecha kadosh. The whole problem with tzoa is machanecha kadosh. Okay. Imken kula la rush. We have a kula according to the rush. Dibecheder acher. If it's in a different room, avabi sheroa so mutter. Even though I could see it, but if it's in a different room, it's going to be mutter. Because you can't call a different room my machane. There's a rishus, different rishus. Metam de goli kra. The rishus acher is lav machanecha. My machane. My dalamas. But if it's really a different rishus, so it's a different rishus. Umada asa b'cheder echad l'fanik l'enav hu o mitam isa d'rabanan o gam min ha-Torah. Okay, so now it's not clear. According to the Rosh, is this an isa d'araisa or is this an isa d'rabanan? We could say the kol sheroa isa l'fanik l'enav b'chlal chaniyahu v'asa. We could say that my machane is not only my dalaram, it's in my dalaram, whatever I could see. If I could see it, it's shayach to me, it's part of my machane, and it's going to be an isa d'araisa. If I see the tzoa, I can't even think in learning. Why? Because all I can see is part of my machane. In my machane, I'm not even allowed to think about learning. Oh, could be midaraisa. Okay, so it's not clear if it's daraisa is the rabbanan. And if it could be it's a daraisa of Hayyam Achanecha Kadosh, or it could be it's some sort of, I guess, rabbinical extension of Hayyam Achanecha Kadosh. Okay. That's Beis. Gimel. Tzoya b'makum gavoa, asara o namo chasara. If the tzoya is in a different rishus, well here rishus means it's like 10 tefachim high. On some sort of shelf, let's say it's Dalet al Dalet, whatever, it's a different Rishus, or it's down somewhere, but it's a different Rishus than I am. Da'avi Rishus Acheres, so Leha Rosh, even if I see it, Mutter. De Lav De Lo Yireh Lo Koyeh Lo, because it's the only problem of my Machaneh. My Machaneh does not extend to another Rishus. So even though I see it, it's going to be Mutter. That means when the Gemara says you can't see it, Melo Einav, does that mean, even if it's in a different Rishus, or not if it's different rishus, right? Well, the Rashba, it's going to be aser. If it's in a different rishus, everyone's going to agree that closing the eyes is going to help. Because according to the Rosh, it's not my machane. So it's a different rishus. I can even see it. And according to the Rashba, it's a problem of lo yireh. And if my eyes are closed and I don't see it, so then it's going to be okay. Okay, that's not so posh. It's going to be a Visham Chozom is a Masha Dedai to Lachmir. So it sounds like the Prima Gadim changed his mind and he ended up going Lachumra on this specific case. So this ends up being a Machlekes. It's going to come up in the Mishaburo. Okay, so it's a Machlekes. It brings down Derech HaChaim. If you close your eyes, and if it's in a different rishus, so one of the things that the Mishabura, I think it's a Bir Halacha, brought down later on, is it's a svek sveka. It's a double doubt. If the Halacha is like the Rosh, so it's going to be mutter, because it's not my machane. It's a different rishus. And I don't know, it's a machlek, it's a Halacha ki Rosh or Rashba, the Bir Halacha says it's a Safik. Safik Dedina, we don't know who the Halacha is like. Some say like this, some like that. He brings down the Chayyadim, I think it is. Svek the Dinis. It's a suffix. So you have to worry about both opinions. So, if the Halacha is like the Rosh, it's Mutter. If the Halacha is like the Rashba, it's Aser. But, according to the Rashba, it could be, if you closing eyes, is a Machlokes. So, even, according to the Rashba, it could be Mutter, if you close your eyes. So therefore, it's Svek. Maybe the Halacha is like the Rosh, and totally Mutter, even if I see it. Maybe look like the Rashba, but even according to the Rashba, there's two opinions, and one opinion says, if I close my eyes, it's okay. The other opinion doesn't agree. So that's a sek seka, so there's room for leniency. So anyway, over here, the Bir Halacha says, b'shas l'tchak, one can be meiko. That's Gimel. Dalit. Tsoa b'cheder acher u'pesach pasoch. A different room with the door open. O tsoa l'fnei ha'pesach afa b'shiroa, or it's in the doorway, and he sees it. So the Rosh Shari Afba did like a Delet. The country Rosh is Mutter, different Rishus. Ula Rashba is going to be Aser, like we said. The Efsha, he says, the Biyesh Delet, Gamra Rashba Mutter, Mitan, the Pesa Pasuk, no dummy. If it's outside the door and the door is open, it could be, we would say, it's as if the door is closed, and if the door was closed, you wouldn't see it, and it's okay. Ach, Midibri Shulchan Aruch, Lo Mashmach, it does not sound like the Rishon Shulchan Aruch. Okay, they're not mechalik. Okay, so I don't know why he puts Dalit in a different category than Gimel. Okay, whatever. It's a different category, but basically the same thing. It's in a different rishos. According to the Rosh, it's Mutter. According to the Rashba, it's Aser. And then, if you close your eyes, so then there's another tzad to be Mekel, even according to the Rashba. Okay. Hey. Tzoya ba'ashoshes. So, the Gemara distinguishes between erva and tsoa if it's encased in glass. Erva bashashas, we said, is aser, because din re'ia. And tsoya bashashas is mutter, because the Torah tells you to cover it, and it's covered. It's covered in glass, and you see it, but that's okay. Now, I don't know what the Rashba has to accept this chilek, because it's an explicit Gemara, but I don't know, this chilek seems to make the Rashba a little bit difficult in my humble opinion. But, so he's reading, Tzoa Bashoshis is Mutter. So we don't usually have Tzoa encased in glass on the one hand. On the other hand, we do very much have Tzoa encased in glass because the poskim say if you have a glass wall between you and the Tzoa, it's going to be okay. I'm on a bus, I'm in shul, and there's a garbage dumpster right outside my window. Okay, so Tzoa Bashoshis Mutter, why? The Bekisli Talia Rachmana. The Torah tells us to cover the Tzoya, and it's covered. Oh, it's covered in glass? The Torah doesn't tell you how to cover it, and therefore it's okay. Umash Mimperish Rashi Rambam, the Afilim Ena Tzoa Mechusa Klal. Even if the Tzoya itself is not covered, like we just said, Rak Mechita Zchukas Mavsekas Benayam. There's a glass wall separating me and the Tzoya, that's also okay. Zuya Kisui. But it doesn't have to be covered on all sides to be called covered. It has to be, I have to be separated from the tzaya, even if it's with a glass wall. Okay, then in the brackets over here brings down Tzarech Ina El Yerabah Simen Pei Zayin, which is what we did not long ago. that let's say you have a bed which is 10 tefachim high, separating you and the tzaya, that the mechitzas have to come down to the ground. So he's saying, why do the mechitzas have to come down to the ground? They're all four sides, it should be enough on one side. V'tzarchim. Okay. Now, what is the, so this is what we talked out in the shir, this, I think it was this week, last week. The dirshu here bring down a machlokes between Shlomo Zalman and Rav Eliashiv. It's very relevant machlokes. And that is, a person is in the hospital. And hospital beds are separated by curtains. And sometimes the curtain, there's two problems with the curtain. One is that it could sway back and forth. Maybe that's a problem, like by a sukkah, if it's the sheets, you know, the walls which are sheets, which is very popular in America, canvas walls, which if they fly away in the wind, or that if they're not tied down properly, that can be a very big problem. We'll not have a din mechitza. The other issue, which is not relevant, it's relevant to sukkahs, but it's not usually a problem with sukkahs, is that for a wall to have the status of a wall, it has to come within three tefachim of the ground. If it's suspended, so machalik is a mission in sukkah, but we paskin, there's not a wall at all. So, I don't remember. We had a baby a few months ago. We were in the hospital. I don't remember the curtains. I thought the curtains went down to the floor. But they claim that the curtains in the hospital do not go down to the floor. They don't even come within three tefachim of the floor. So if the curtains don't come within three tefachim of the floor, so then it can't be considered a machitza. So now let's say the person, there's a bedpan. A dirty bedpan in the bed next to this person. Reuven is in the hospital, and he's, thank God, clean. Unfortunately, the person next to him has other issues or whatever, and he's got a dirty bedpan there. It doesn't smell. If it smells, then there's nothing to talk about. Well, we'll see if it smells. Lamaisa, it's awesome. But let's say it doesn't smell. But there's a dirty bedpan in the next room. I guess if he doesn't know, he doesn't know. But he knows. He knows that right one amma away, there's a dirty bedpan. So on the one hand, there's a separation between him and the bedpan. So Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that all I need is a kisui. What's a kisui? Cover the tzaya. We see from the glass, it's not, well, no, I shouldn't say that. I take that back. He wants to say, as long as there's some separation between me and the tzaya, that's called a kisui. It's called a cover. It's as if the tzaya is covered. Even though the tzaya is not covered at all. And even though it does not have a lachic status of a wall, because it flaps in the wind, it doesn't come within three tefachim of the ground, whatever problems you can dig up. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says, okay, it's called kisui, there's a separation between you and the tzaya, it's mutter. It doesn't matter how close it is to you, as long as you don't smell it. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says, I'm sorry, Rav Eliashiv says, no. You need to have a halachic wall. And if it doesn't come within three tefachim of the ground, okay, forget about the flapping in the wind, which could also be a problem, there's sort of ways out of that, indoors. But if it doesn't come within three tefachim of the ground, so then it doesn't have the halachic status of a mechitza. So then it doesn't count. So I tried to look into this. I don't have really more to offer on this topic. The issue brings down that machlokes. It seems to come from the sugya of the bed. The Gemara wants to know, is the bed separating the bed? If it's 10 tefachim high, it's okay. And if it's less than 10 tefachim, it's a machlokes. It's a suffix. You know, so I guess, I don't really know, but maybe, over there, it's less than 10 tefachim. So, l'chayre, and that's what Rav Shimon wanted to say last week, the bed's still separating me and the tzoa. I can't see the tzoa because it's separated by a bed, but the bed's not 10 tefachim high. The Gemara still goes l'chumra on that. The Gemara says, the Gemara doesn't answer, and then the post can say, if we don't have an answer, we go l'chumra. So, he wanted to say, maybe that's what Rav Eliashiv holds. It doesn't have the fact that it's separating you and the tzoa, and you can't see it, it's not, the tzoa itself is not covered, and there's no din mechitza here, so it's no good. That's what he wanted to understand. And the question is, what does Rav Shlomo Zalman hold, and how does he deal with that Gemara? I don't know. So here they're talking about with a glass wall. That's what I understood, just a glass separation between you and it. And that's what Shimon wanted to point out. Maybe it would seem like over here, also, you need a real, a mechitza, halachic mechitza, not just a little piece of glass separating you, and the thing has to be halachic mechitza, ten tefachim high, whatever the rules and regulations are of mechitza. Then the question is, how far does it have to extend? Yeah, there's a big room. So there's a Magen Avraham that wants to say that the bed has to go from one side of the room to the other. Mishpura doesn't like that. So the question is how the tzoya is over here, you're over here, so here's the mechitza. What if you're stand on the side of the mechitza? You know, so you can't see it, but the mechitza is not separating you and the tzoya anymore because I'm not standing in front of the mechitza. It's a very thin mechitza. It's four tzvachim. And I take one step to the side, it's not, right? Anyway, I don't have clarity. It's not so clear. That's what they're discussing over here. the width of this wall.
Here's the mechitza.
Here's the mechitza, and here's the here. This is the tzor.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm over here. That's okay, because there's a wall separating two of us. What if I go this way?
Uh-huh.
Now I'm over here. I'm on the side of the wall. So if I could see it, for sure it's a problem. I can't see it. I still can't see it. But you can't say there's a wall separating us, because there's not really a wall separating us, because I sidestepped the wall. So that's a whole discussion. Okay. Now the last line here of number 5, he said, "Vafila Rajban Siv Beis the Oser Bishusah Cheres Kisheroe Osa Mikomakum Kishesh Mechitza Zuchuchis Shari." The Rashba says, when you see it in a different Rishus, you see that so it's going to be Osa because of a Lo Yira. But the Rashba has to agree that if there's a real glass Mechitza between you and the Tzoya, that it's okay, because again, the Gemara doesn't fit so well into his Shita, but he's aware of the Gemara. He's not going to disagree with the Gemara, so he has to agree that Zchuchis is going to help. That's category 5.
Now they switch to, instead of Aleph Beis, they have a Shishi, a Shvi.
Yes, so do I. Now, Shishi, number 6. Tzoa b'mayim lav kisui havi. If tzoa is in water, water is not considered a cover. Even though we learned that when it comes to erva, it's considered a kisui, meaning you're not allowed to look at yourself or someone else through the water, but the fact that you're in the water is considered a kisui. A woman in the mikvah is allowed to make a bracha because she's considered covered. She can't look down, but, you know, it's not, it's considered a, it's enough of a kisui that you're considered covered as long as you don't see. But by tzoa, it's not going to help. Okay, but tzoa lo. Why dichsiv v'chisisa? The pasuk says v'chisisa se'asecha ha'ilav kisui mikri mashenkin legabe gilui erva. It's not considered covered. You have to cover the tzoya. Putting it in water is not going to help. Why that helps by erva? I don't know. He's the mashenkin legabe gilui. Because I guess the erva has to be uncovered. I don't know. It's not a cover. It's not uncovered. It's something in between, maybe. So cover the tzoya. It's not covered. You can't make a bracha on uncovered erva. It's not uncovered. I guess the water is in between covered and uncovered. It's parv. Hashvi'i. Reach ra sheyesh lo ikir have kitzaya min ha-Torah. So a reach ra that has an ikir is like tzaya min ha-Torah. Alkein. Tzarech l'srachek mi la'acharav dal ramas mi makom shekol ha-reach. Okay, we haven't discussed that yet. Okay. So we discussed being dal ramas away from the tzaya. That's assuming that it doesn't have a smell. But if it has a bad smell, okay, any reach ra that has an ikir that comes from a source has to, as it did tzoya min ha-Torah, and you need to be dalet amos away from the end of the smell. Why? Because we said my machin is dalet amos. So if I'm not dalet amos away from the smell, so then this the smell or the we'll call it the influence of the tzoya is on my machin. It's not on me personally. I don't smell it because I'm far enough away, but it comes into my airspace, into my machin. So here there's a reach ra sheyesh lo ikir, and that's a problem. I can't have it anywhere in my airspace, anywhere in my dalet amos. I need to be dalet amos away from the end of the smell. Vimkara chosevikar. Person davin says Shema, he has to repeat Shema. Ach leinyan zeh kil mitzoa. Okay, on some level it's mutter, it's more lenient than tzoa. Why? Diimhu becheder acher, if it's in a different room. Af delo mahani hefsik l'reach ra. Okay, so there is an opinion coming up in Ayin Test Beis that is, if there's a real wall separating me and the bad smell. No, I take that back. If there's a real wall separating me from the source of the bad smell, it's going to be mutter, even though I smell the bad smell. But it's one opinion in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is, that's not the main opinion of Shulchan Aruch, it's just the Yesh Omrim. And the Mishnah Berurah is very stark against that opinion, and the Poskim Paskin against that opinion. Now, we discussed, you know, there are certain communities, especially in Eretz Yisrael, where they're farm communities, and it stinks. So it's a very big problem. Like, you go into the shul, the whole area just smells. So you go into the shul, and it smells terribly. So, if you rely on, I mean, maybe they have no choice, so they're relying on this. I mean, they don't walk around all day with air fresheners spraying the whole shul, suffocating everyone with the air freshener. So, I don't know if that's what they rely on. I do not know what they rely on. you know, the svaras that are thrown out by the laymen are, well, maybe they're used to it, so for them it's not a bad smell. The poskim don't really go with that. The poskim try to go with the average Joe blogs, and if it smells to the average Joe, we don't care. The guy's a garbage man. He's used to smelling garbage. Therefore, it's not a bad smell anymore. No, he's the average Joe is not a garbage man, and garbage smells bad. So, I don't know, unless they rely on that one opinion in Shulchan Aruch, which it seems like Magen Avraham also goes with that, even though the Mishnah Berurah really does not like that opinion at all. So yeah, the Prima Gadim does not like that opinion either. He says the fact that there's a mechitza between you and the source of the bad smell does not help. You still cannot make a bracha when there's a bad smell. Mikom makom harchoka dal ramshim makom shekol areach ein tzarech. Now he's saying like this. You don't need dal ramas away from the end of the bad smell if the bad smell is coming from a different rishus. That means that the different rishus cut off the source of the bad smell, and now, let's say there's a bad smell out there. It extends to the building and into the building. So the bad smell outside, which has a source, that's a rech rashi yesh lo ikar. You need to be dalet amos away from the end of the smell. Once it comes into a different rishus, the rishus cuts off the source of the bad smell, the ikar, from the reach. And now, this is reach rasha ein lo ikar. And the rule with reach rasha ein lo ikar is that as long as you don't smell it, it's okay. You do not need to be dalet amos away from the end of that smell. Now, I don't know why he says it's kil mitzoa, because the same thing should apply by tzoa. Let's see, let's read this. Achlina kil, he wants to say rech rashi so ikir is more lenient than tzoa. I don't know why he's saying that, because if the rech rashi so ikir is coming from tzoa, it's the same thing. Let's see. Dimu b'cheder achev is in a different room. Abdul mahani hefsik the rech ra, the hefsik is not going to help the rech ra. That means if I smell the bad smell, it doesn't matter that there's a wall separating me from the source. This right now is a bad smell. It's aser. Right? That's what we just said. Even though there are mekilim, but the poskim are machmir. Mikol makom harchoka dalanas makom shekol arech ein tzarech. I don't need to be dalanas from the end of the bad smell. Rakosh emigilo arech ramotu. As long as I don't smell the smell, it's okay. V'af im b'chedesh yisham migil arech ra. Even though the bad smell comes into the room, it's okay. Mikol makom kevan shelo lo higia mutter. Since it didn't come to my nose and I don't smell it, it's okay. If I do smell it, it's aser midrabanan. Why? Because the wall will separate the source from the smell, and there's no longer the smell no longer goes after its source. Instead of it turns from a reach rashi yesh lo ikar to a reach rashi ein lo ikar. Reach rashi ein lo ikar is only midrabanan, and you don't need to be dalet amos away from the end of the smell. As long as you don't smell it, it's okay. Good? Now that's not so simple. He just gave a whole mahalich. Now that's one side. Then there's another side. He said, Ukid Kaman in brackets, Pasak Ali Rabba, Prisha Velo Kulavush. Fakin Hetikadera Chachan Lalacha. Omnam, however, Midibria, Gra Bibira Sif Bez, Dibar Maskul Arash. Mash with the Sarbe Kulavush. The Gra holds like Kulavush. The Af Behepsig Rishus doesn't help. But Yina Dalar Amas, Yimakum Shakal Areach. Fakin Hetikachai Adam. So you have heavy hitting postkim that are machmir on this, that not only can I not make a bracha if I smell the smell, and the fact that there's a wall separating me and the object that smells, not only is that not helping me, but it still has the din of erech rashi yesh lo ikar, and I have to be down amos away from the end of the smell.
If what?
The bad smell outside. The smell comes into the room. Okay? When the smell comes into the room, what's the status of that smell? Is it erech rashi yesh lo ikar or erech rashi ein lo ikar? If it's until now we were saying the first half he said rech rasha ein lo ikar, as long as I don't smell it, it's okay. And even if I do smell, it's only aser midraban. So just don't smell it, it's okay. But now we're saying that according to the chayadam and the gra and the levush, it still has a din of a rech rasha yesh lo ikar. The fact that there's a wall separating you and the ikar doesn't matter, and it's not enough that first of all it's doraisa, and it's not enough not to smell it. You have to be dalet amos away from the end of the smell. Achlegach matzati b'pim megadim gufa beish lavron shemitzadim debuchusa havsagas rishos abapim. Okay, basically what he goes on to say is that we have two dinim that are very, very similar. Let's say they're very common. You have a bad smell coming from outside. That's case number one. Good? Yeah. Meaning the source is outside, but the smell comes into my room. Case number one. Case number two, there's tzoa. The tzoa is covered. It's covered. The baby's wearing a diaper, and the diaper's covered, without getting into that discussion. But the baby's wearing, whatever, pajamas. And the baby stinks. What is the status of that smell? Do we say, because it's coming from outside, because it's coming from a covering, therefore the covering, or the wall of my house, separates the source from the smell, it just has a din of a smell, as long as they don't smell it, it's okay. That's one side. That's one part of the machlokas, one side. The other side says, no, the wall doesn't help, the covering doesn't help. As long as the smell penetrates the wall and penetrates the covering, I guess it shows that the wall is not a wall or whatever, the wall doesn't count, the cover doesn't count. It still has the status of a reach ra sheyesh lo ikur, and you have to be dalet amos away from the end of the smell.
Okay, but if you really don't smell it, then the... you can be right up against the wall, even though the baby's right on the other side of the wall. In other words, the baby's here. You don't have to be 4 hours away.
If the smell doesn't get into the room, it could be it's better. If the smell doesn't get into the room at all, then right, then you're not going to need that atmosphere from the end of the smell. But this is very, very relevant, this machlokas, because if I know the baby's dirty, so they point out, if I know the baby's dirty, and I know the baby smells, and the baby is playing 3 amas away from me, sitting on the floor playing with Lego, and I'm sitting at the Shabbos table, and I don't smell the bad smell, but the kids around the baby say, "Oh, she stinks." So, am I allowed to bench now or not? So that's this big machlokas. If you say it has a din, it is covered. She's wearing a dirty diaper. Yeah. So if you say that it has a din of a reach ra she'ein lo ikur, as long as I don't smell it, it's fine. If you said, I need to be dalet amos away from the end of the smell, and I'm not. She's sitting right there, 3 amos away. Okay, so it's very, very relevant. So one thing that they do point out, I forgot which sefer one made this very beautiful point. Let's say I don't know if the baby's dirty. So then they wanted to throw in a sex faker. This is lamaisa. If you don't know that the baby's dirty, you don't have to check the baby every time you make kiddush and have dala and hamotzi and benching and ashigata. You don't have to check the baby. One of the svaras brought down is a sex faker. This is a double down. First of all, maybe the baby's clean. Maybe the baby's not dirty. Even if the baby's dirty, maybe we paskin that the covered soa has a din of a reach ra she'ein lo ikur. And as long as I don't smell it, it's okay. And obviously I don't smell it. If I would smell it, there would be yasa. Okay, so...
if you don't know, then you're okay.
If you don't know, because you have the sfek sfeka. But if I know that the baby's dirty, then already it's a big machlokas. Okay, that was Shvi'i. Now we're up to Shmini. Okay, the end of Shvi'i, he goes back and forth. Machlokas Rishon, Machlokas Achron, Machlokas Aposkim. By both of these cases, where it's covered, but there's a smell. What's the status of that smell? Basically, does the cover cut off the smell from its source or not? And is there a very big nafkamina again? And does the wall cut it off? Is it daraisa? Is it derabanan? And do I need to be dalamas away from the end of the smell, or do I not need to be? As long as I don't smell it, it's okay. Shmini, tzoa overis, v'ein omed bimkomo. The tzoa is moving. Gam ken hu din tayra. Ken mashma b'gemara. It's a machlokes in the gemara, and we pass in the chumra, even if the tzoa is moving. It's a garbage truck. Or what the gemara talks about is the mouth of a chazir, which used to play in the garbage and play with the eat the stuff. Okay, kemash migmar upatak al shochanarach be'ayin vav sif gimel dilafanav kimelo enav ula acharav dalat amos. So moving tzoa just like standing tzoa, same exact thing. However, may a Rambam mashma v'abach pasakin, the bach pasuk is like the Rambam, that when it's moving tzoa, it's on a lower level. The af milafon of dai b'dalet amos, he does not need to be melo enav. If he can see the pig, it's okay as long as it's out of his dalet amos. She may raglayim, we just discussed. Mina Torah also rak kinegeda omud, only if it's flowing out of the person's body. Now here he says, ha shoyseis, if it's dripping out of the body, like we learned back in Simon Ayin Ches, the koshike meara, if it's already on the ground in the form of a puddle, it's only midra banan, become makom tzarech laharchik mimei raglayim kimilo enav lefanav ulur acharav dalet amos. Has the same rules as tzoa, it's just midra banan, which, you know, because it's only midrabanan, it lends itself to exceptions, and right, like we say with the guy in the middle of davening, Shmon Esrei, that's a din by Meir Aglaim, because it's only midrabanan. That would not be the case if it was tzoa. The koza kishein masricha, that's only if the Meir Aglaim does not smell. Ha kishein masricha midin Torah aser, but if it smells, it's going to be aser min ha Torah. Ha asiri, ashba shereicha ra. Bad smelling garbage, rotting watermelon, spoiled fish from Shabbos, all the, whatever, garbage. Unevela shemasrachas, and a nevela, dead carcass. We had this once when we, by the meat order, we left a piece of chicken in the car. We missed it, whatever. The bags are open, they're not closed. You know, the kids throw it in the car, and all of a sudden the car stinks. We can't imagine, we can't figure out what smells. We left a piece of meat in the car for days, and it was not the winter, it was the summer, and it stinks terribly. Okay, so that's a rare, that's Nevela Masrachas, V'chodavar Kiyotzibizah, that has a din tsoya minat Torah. So while that's in the car, minat Torah, it's like a dirty diaper, you cannot make a bracha. Dino Kitsoya minat Torah Asa. I mean, it's Asa minat Torah. Although that was also covered, so maybe it's different. I'm not sure. That was covered. So that would be the same machlekes as the baby's diaper, which is covered. Okay, he basically says rotting garbage which smells has the same din as tzoa, and all the same rules apply. Then towards the bottom, around 3-4 lines up from the top, who was in Ovid Shalmei Ragami Graf Sharei Nami Min HaTorah Oser. Like we said, the bedpan, regardless of what it's used for, is going to be Oser Min HaTorah. That's in Pei Zayin. Uli'in Tzoaz Min Vachaya. Okay, that would be discussed in Ayin Test. V'Reach Ra She'en Lo Iker Oser Rak Midra Banon. V'Reach Ra She'en Lo Iker is only Oser Midra Banon. Okay, and if the tzoa is covered but it smells, right, that's what we've just been discussing. I am the El Ois Zion. Look at the seventh halacha, which we just went through. Okay, we will stop here.